The following Wheat Among the Tares program has been pre-recorded. Well, hello everyone, and I want to welcome you to Wheat Among the Tares, our program here from the studios of Gethsemane Global Radio in Lexington, South Carolina. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Pastor, I want to welcome you back to the studio
this morning. Good morning to you and all you that are listening today. Thank you for being on the broadcast.
It's a blessing to have everybody, and I mean that, just the faithfulness of those that log in every Wednesday morning and those also that follow up with a listen to the podcast that's posted as a result of these programs. I count it a real honor and a privilege to be able to come behind this microphone and to convey about these ministries, Pastor, just being another voice out there to be able to confirm and let people know how best to pray for our brethren out there. We have a guest with us this morning. He is by no means a stranger to us, and Brother Tim Falk, who is with Reach International. Brother, I want to welcome you to Wheat Among the Tares this morning.
Well, good morning, Brother. Thank you very much.
Brother, it's a blessing to have you with us this morning, and Brother, you're no stranger by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to Wheat Among the Tares, and you know, it's one of those... Brother Tim, you are involved in one of those, I want to call it the unique ministry in the sense of at least what I perceive, and Pastor, what you and I both would perceive as a unique ministry, because the nation that Brother Tim has been involved in physically, Brother Tim, as we would say, with boots on the ground there, and then subsequently how you have been a point man, if you would, for a lot of the national pastors there. It's an unusual ministry in and of itself. And I want to say, Brother, thank you for the call of God upon your life and your faithfulness to, first of all, be there for those men, because, Brother, you know exactly what they're going through, don't you?
Yes, sir, and praise the Lord for him counting us faithful and putting us in the ministry and blessing us abundantly. Just to know these men and be able to help them and to be a sounding board to get the word out to share with folks the needs that these men have, some of the heroics that they do every day, just serving the Lord. And these men are humble enough not to think anything about that. They're just serving the Lord, and they're so glad that they are. And we're just glad to be a part of it, Brother, and thank you so much for having us on and allowing us to share our heart with your audience.
Brother, the as you said, and we know for a fact, and Pastor, we support several men out of Gethsemane here alone as a result of our first initial contact with Brother Tim Falk and Reach International inside Myanmar. And Brother Kong Toy and several other men, Brother James Lova, other men that are there in that country, we have now been able to share with the responsibility of helping them. And, Pastor, I know that that was a joy to your heart to be able to include it. Tell us a little bit about, again, your heart concerning that and what you heard. And,
Well, to myself and as well as when the need was brought before the church, of the opportunity of having, national pastors be able to go into those areas in Myanmar that and establish a church where there is no church. And thank God for guys like Brother Tim Falk and, you know, also Brother Chris Murray, who was instrumental in bringing that need to, for me to understand, too, and how God brought Brother Tim as well, working in that ministry to make us aware and the impact. You know, a couple thousand dollars a year may seem like a lot, it really isn't, but what it could do for those guys just trying to do a work.
Amen.
And you know, that's not just them living off of that themselves. What they do as far as giving food to their people and helping their people in supplies and trying to establish a church and, you know, buying tarps to be able to put around poles and over top of a pole to try to take some of the heat off so people can sit and hear the Word of God preached and talk to them. So it is a great honor to us to be able to have a small part to be able to help some of these brethren there in Myanmar.
Brother, and Brother Tim, I know you holler amen to that.
Amen.
Because of the fact that there, not only us, but there are others across this country today that are helping with that as well. And again, I just personally rejoice that Gethsemane and GGR Radio has had an opportunity to be able to assist with this ministry. Brother Tim, I want to go to a story that that I just discovered, and I made part of the headlines on our Facebook page about the upcoming program. It was about some sanctions by the United States against the nation of Myanmar and what is going on with regard to the military government and how they are so persecuting not only not just Christians, but overall just people in general in that country. And I saw where there was a staggering figure of over 18 million people in need of humanitarian aid at this moment, and it's being obstructed by the military. And Brother Tim, I made the comment, and you and I talked a little bit about this, but the obstruction by the military to obstruct the humanitarian aid that gets there, how much worse is it for our Christian brethren who are also persecuted by those in that country alone? Tell us, what have you seen and what do you understand about what's going on right now with that?
Well, with any kind of relief, brother, you know, the country is about 88% Buddhist and about 6% Christian, about 4% Islam, and then 1.5% everything else. So the people on the top of the list of any kind of relief are the Buddhists, and the Christians come last. And when governments get together, I researched a little bit about these sanctions, and February 11th, after the government was overthrown, February 1st of 2021, the U.S. Put sanctions in February 11th, 2021, on the military leaders and the generals there. Well, if you research the fruit of those sanctions, you can tell that it hasn't hurt the military leaders there, the generals. It's just hurt the rank and file Burmese. One of the comments made concerning that those sanctions, by the way, the EU put sanctions on the same group of people February 21st, 2023. The US and UK, March 25, 2023, all the military-controlled companies, which are the majority of the companies there in the country. US on June 21st of this year put sanctions on two major banks there and the defense ministry. And now, as of August 28th, there are sanctions on the jet fuel supply companies there, but primarily owned by the military. The comment by the Heritage Foundation and the Hoover Institute on those sanctions is sanctions to Myanmar is doing nothing by doing something half-heartedly. You know, all that's doing is it's a political statement that we make, but it doesn't do anything but hurt the people that we say we're trying to help. And the Christian brethren, because they're at the bottom of the food chain in Burma, because the majority is Buddhist. And when I say majority, I'm talking about military leaders and all.
Yes.
The Christian is the last one to receive. And the thing that they receive the most of is scrutiny. And this, we have been able to go through all the hoops to get the financial support into the country. We've got 35 churches and works that we're supporting there. And then we've got 35 good men that have been trained waiting in line to go forth, even in this climate, and start churches. We've been able to get finances to them. But this last month when we meant to go send that support through Western Union, and that's the only avenue that we have right now. Our mission was scrutinized beyond belief by the American Western Union workers who have memos from who knows where. I don't know if it's from our government or State Department or where. They've got these rote questions to ask to see, you know, where this money is going and why. And of course, we're honest with them and tell them we're a Christian organization. We're trying to help Christian leaders, you know, in a foreign land.
Yes.
Yes, we are familiar with the government landscape there. But however, these funds are going to help people, not to foment rebellion, all those things.
Yes.
So when we get announcements, like we have in the last day or two, that there's new sanctions, usually what that means is there's more scrutiny. So what we're doing to try to help the Christian community in Myanmar that's already being persecuted there, but now we're going to add our own persecution on our end by these so-called sanctions. And it's really frustrating. And if I'm getting animated about it, brother, it's because, you know, God's given me a heart for these people.
Yes.
And we've seen what these things do. I mean, history tells us what these sanctions do. And it's just going in the wrong direction.
Pastor, you know good and well that whenever these roadblocks under the guise of, quote, trying to help, it's nothing more than a deception and a hypocrisy that is actually hindering the work of God rather than helping. And I know, Pastor, we could say our folks, first of all, need to pray that God would, you know, would remove these roadblocks. But yet, sure, at the same time, roadblocks mean nothing to the Lord whatsoever.
Yeah. It's just our Brother Falk said it's a political move. Our government, it sounds like they're doing something,
but
they're not. They're hurting the cause, like you said. So to everybody that doesn't know, it sounds like, oh, America's doing something. They put sanctions on it, has no idea that hurts, that does nothing against the military, like you just said, and it hurts the average citizen and then really hurts the Christian.
Yes, absolutely. Brother Tim, you explained it so very well. And I could understand your being animated. I could feel your animation over here.
That's great.
But because the fact of your zeal, in understanding and knowing, and I hope our listeners, can get as just as much their hearts involved when it comes to our brethren there. And some may say, well, Brother Blake, there's other people around the world that are suffering just as much, and there are. In fact, I was reading something, and I hope you gentlemen will just long suffer with me here just a second. I'm reading from a book, Answers to Prayer, by George Mueller, and he was a great man when it came to just walking by faith and everything. But he says this. He said, says, they that trust in the Lord shall never be confounded. Some who help for a while may fall asleep in Jesus. Others may grow cold in the service of the Lord. Others may be as desirous as ever to help, but have no longer the means. Others may have both a willing heart to help and have also the means, but may see it the Lord's will to lay them out in another way. And thus, for one cause or another, were we to lean upon man, we would surely be confounded. So what happens is, Brother Tim, and we all know this, that some folks may have a zeal for a while, and then their zeal gets cold, they go a different direction or whatever. But, Brother Tim, I do know that for the present moment, that our focus is on our brethren there in the nation of Myanmar, and God willing, it's going to continue to stay focused there. And God can raise people up that has, they have a heart for other ministries and whatnot. And I want our folks to know that are listening. And by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Brother Tim Falk. He is with Reach International, Inside Myanmar. It is a, group that supports national pastors in the nation of Burma or Myanmar. And Brother Tim has been on the point of this for quite a number of years, and certainly shares a heartfelt burden for those men there. Brother Tim, you mentioned a while ago in the course of trying to get financial support to those on the field of service. And really the only avenue you have right now is through a single point, if you would. And those points sometimes can get stopped up and other ways. What can we do with regard to praying for wisdom for you and those that perhaps are involved in this? What else can we do as far as prayer for that particular aspect of things?
Yeah, well, just pray that we'd have the wisdom in dealing with our side of the equation when it comes to answering questions that no doubt are laid out by our government or State Department concerning the funds going in, but also that our men over on the other side, Burma, James Lover, and the leadership there would know how to, that God would give them the grace to answer every man if they should. You know, we've been in a struggle since 2010 from working there. We've always had some kind of struggle because it's been the devil's territory for so long. And God, in his grace, has given us the wisdom to answer men the way that we should, certainly with truth. And we want to speak the truth in love, but at the same time be firm enough to know that they can't push us around. And that's a fine line to walk. We do want to show all humility, because, you know, in our case, that's our host country. We're guests there. And then, of course, we want to abide by the laws of the United States on this end. But at the same time, we know that we have fundamental rights that we're not going to forfeit.
Amen.
Just because they come up with silly policies. And I've made this statement several times, Brother Drake, and that's this: corruption hides in complexity. Okay, so what we strive for is simplicity. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul says, "But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ."
Amen.
You know, if we can keep everything simple, the government on both ends of this equation tries to make everything complex and confusing. And corruption breeds in that climate. And we just want to simply serve the Lord, open these lines of communication and transportation and money, and allow, you know, God to do his work through the local church. And that's what we believe. And that's why, praise the Lord for Pastor Williamson and your work there. We believe this. We believe that God does his work in this age through the local church.
Amen.
And we're planning local church, Reach International Ministries is a ministry of a local church. Your radio ministry is a ministry of the local church. And we just want the local church to go forth. But, you know, the governments have to recognize that, hey, we have a God-given right to do this. And it starts with our government understanding that, and then making, you know, the government of Burma.
That is a tough order right there, but not impossible with God. For with God, nothing is impossible. Amen, brother.
That's why it's a spiritual warfare, brother. And, you know, and that's why we covet, you know, I know the Bible says thou shalt not covet, but it does give us things to covet, and that is covet the prayers of the saints. And that's what we're doing, because it's prayer and the power of God that has to break down these strongholds that is trying to interfere, you know, with the work of God.
Amen.
They're in a dark, dark place. And God is, there's evidence that God's moving. We had 17 souls saved and baptized the last month. And one of those men that baptized 12 of those 17, he overcame his motorcycle being confiscated by the military to get to the river to baptize the converts that have already gone through, you know, baptism class. When I say that they get baptized, they understand that baptism doesn't have anything to do with their salvation. It's a picture of what Christ has done for them.
Yes, sir.
and they're identifying with that gospel, and it's a big step for the Burmese Buddhists to take. You know, that identifies them with Christianity instead of Buddhism. It sets them apart. It's very important to happen, and God is taking care of those obstacles on a local level. I mean, I'm frustrated on one hand, animated on the other hand, but then on the other hand, I see that God is overcome. And we just need to stay, you know, we need the momentum to continue. And I think momentum builds when God's people are praying.
Amen. Amen. Brother Tim, if you would, we were talking right before the broadcast. We know that our brethren are suffering because of the finances not being able to get to them. But you also described the military, as far as them coming in, them having our brethren having to flee from their village, then the military is still in everything they have, down to their silverware, their, you know, and I'll let you tell that instead of me, so folks will know how to pray for them as well, because they're suffering extremely in that way also.
Yeah, we've got three of the brethren, Pastor, that we've reported on. One, the head one is, say, a Kong Toy, because he's a leader. He's just a natural leader. And he has, in the last 2 months since we've spoken last, he's had to evacuate his village. He's living in his third village because of this evacuation due to military campaigns in his area. And each time that he evacuates the village, the reason he goes to the next village is because when he goes back to the village that he came from, either the hut that he was living in and the church they were meeting in is burned to the ground, or in this last case, they had left the hut standing, but they'd come in and they stole everything. The silverware, chairs, tables, food supplies, they took apart some of the buildings that they could if they could use the material. And the military government has quit paying the soldiers. And what they told the soldiers is, your pay is the spoils of war. Whatever you can go in there and take, that can be yours. That's your payment. Now, I think that's a byproduct of some of these earlier sanctions that our governments have put on them, that force the military to not pay their soldiers, and it gets worse because those soldiers go in and they steal. So Contoy and his group, not just his group, but his entire village, lived in the jungle for a couple of weeks, comes back, and everything's gone, stolen by the military. And by the grace of God, we were able to get like a month's worth of escrow ahead in our giving there, where we had funds on hand. So when Contoy came back to his village, we were able to send him some funds so that he could buy some food supplies, not just for his church people, but for the entire village, but then buy chairs and tables and try to rebuild like a tent type structure for the place where they were meeting. And the villagers are rallying around him, you know, because he's being generous with what he has. And by the grace of God, we had that to give him almost immediately after he came back to the village. But then, you know, our quandary is this, Pastor, and that is that once we replenish all that, guess what? There's another military campaign that's going to come through there, and there's going to be another need, and there's going to be more terrorists to replace, because that's how they're getting their payment.
Yeah.
And it's again, it's another yellow highlight sentence to pray for the brethren there, and to pray for them to have wisdom. But what we do know with men like Contoy is they're very faithful in grabbing every opportunity they can to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's making an impact amid all that tragedy and destruction. You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is making an impact in those rural areas.
Well, you know, and I thought about what you just said, Brother Tim, as far as what you send the funding there, and thankfully you can get it there. And then not only is he taking care of the brethren, but also others that are Hindu or Buddhist, I'm sorry. And so, I mean, and these people have to see the heart of Kong Toy and Chweko and others of those men that are there, that they're giving of themselves, that their countrymen are coming in there and stealing everything, and they are Buddhist. So they have to see that there's a difference in
God of Christianity.
The God of Christianity. Amen.
Amen.
I made a note here, and I looked it up right before we went on the air, but Adoniram Judson arrived in Burma in July of 1812. And for 211 years, and Brother Tim, you mentioned the spiritual conflict that has been going on there since Judson stepped foot in Burma, gave them a alphabet, gave them a Bible, gave them a Christian witness there, and for 211 years, that battle has commenced. My wife mentioned to me, as I was leaving to come up here to the studio, she said, you know, she said, those people, that's all they've known, you know, pretty much all their lives is just the constant struggle, between, you know, light and darkness. And I know that goes on around the world, but it seems to be more intense, in areas than it is in others. And, but anyhow, I'm so very thankful. Brother Tim, you were going to say.
Well, I would just interject here, the impact that Adoniram Judson had on that country is still going on today. The third week of August every year is Myanmar Bible Week. It's among the Christian community, but it's known to the country. And the reason it's there is because Adoniram Judson translated a Bible into the Burmese and then later wrote the dictionary from English to the Burmese. And the leadership there, as much as they oppose Christianity, they respect Christianity in the sense of what this man did to lay a foundation for what these Christians, including myself, are standing on. And, you know, when I read there in the book of Ezekiel and where God is going to withstand his wrath, if he can find a man who stood in the gap, Adoniram Judson stood in the gap. And, you know, we need men today, as hard as it is, as difficult as it is, even, you know, in my case, you know, Lisa and I are going to go. Lisa has not been visited in Myanmar. We're going to the Philippines in October and going to Myanmar in November. That's our plan. We've got tickets bought. We got our tourist visa already. Last year at this time when I was trying to get a tourist visa, it was a nightmare. This time it was pretty swift. And so we're going there. Even going there on a short term, we just need men to stand in the gap and say, yes, we do need funding. We do need prayer, but we need men to raise their hands and say, here am I, Lord, send me to these areas. And strategically, I think the reason the devil is so intent on keeping Burma is because if you look at the map, brother, Burma is the bridge between the two most populous countries in the world, India and China.
Yes.
I mean, if America would have strategic interest, I mean, I'm not want to take it away from Ukraine and getting the politics of Europe or anything like that. But if I was just looking at things objectively, the country that I'd be most interested in strategically would be Burma because of its location and not just of its location. You know, 54 million people, size of Texas, standing between India and China is its rich resources. I mean, so when you look at strategically, geographically, governmentally, earthly, you've got a call. But then historically, and see the work that Adoniram Judson and other men that came behind them, like Eugenio Kincaid and others, I mean, you've got the spiritual foundation there to do a great work. So the devil's doing all he can to keep anything positive happening in that direction, and it is one of his strongholds.
It is.
I think we just need to throw the kitchen sink at it.
And brother, it has been a battle. And if anybody has any kind of interest in Christian history and missionary history, I would challenge them to go read Adoniram Judson's autobiography, To the Golden Shore, and others, Eugenio Kincaid, and many of these men who sacrificed their lives in order that the average Buddhist, and there's no such thing as an average Buddhist, there's souls that are precious to the Lord just like there are in anywhere else, but that they could hear the truth. And and brother, I can get animated about that as well, because in fact, I just, we can see what's going on. Brother Tim, I want us to, as we get down to the bottom of the program here, the end of the program, I want you to take just a moment, to give contact information for our listeners, that they can, reach out to you. If they want to help, financial support, prayer support, I just want them just to send you an email to something, just let you know they're praying for you concerning that. So give us contact information real quickly, and then Pastor's going to close us in prayer.
Okay, brother. I appreciate that. Our website is reachmyworld.com, reachmyworld.com, and it is our mailing address. It's P.O. Box 1212. That's Reach International Ministries, P.O. Box 1212, Midland, Michigan, 48641. And my personal email address is trrfalk@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you.
So trrfalk, F-A-U-L-K, @gmail.com. That's your personal one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I want our listeners to be able to contact you directly and just to help buoy your hopes and your drive, brother, just concerning the ministry there. Pastor, it's often it is our custom to pray for those that we interview, and we have certainly heard a lot. It really has. So, Brother Tim, I'm going to ask Pastor, if you would, to pray for us, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Father, we do thank you for the broadcast today, just the awareness it has raised in our hearts personally, to be able to pray for our brethren and for that country. And I do, Lord, pray for Brother Tim, that you give him wisdom as he tries to help so many of these national pastors and these men, and trying to keep funds going to them, awareness of prayer. As he and his wife travels to the Philippines and then to Myanmar, pray that you'll give them traveling mercies, that you'll make their passage, Lord, easy. There'll be no problems in customs, that there'll be no danger, Lord, that you'll protect them, put a hedge about them, watch over them. I pray you'll keep them well while they're on these trips, that you'll keep them from sickness, keep them from diseases, from great fatigue. And Lord, we know that you're able to do that. And Father, we do pray. We pray for all these brethren, all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, as they are preaching the gospel, that you give them wisdom of word as they give men answers of the reason of the hope that's in them. Give them unusual wisdom as they preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That you'll make their wisdom of word, from the word of God, greatly effective in the heart of sinners that need to be saved. Give them souls for Christ's sake. I pray, Lord, that you'll give them supernatural protection from the military. And, Lord, those that are being persecuted and that at this moment are suffering for the cause of Christ, I pray for them that you bring deliverance to them, yes. that you provide for them, Lord, meet their needs, comfort their hearts, strengthen them in the midst of adversity, that they'll have peace in the midst of their storm. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, that their joy would be unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Brother Tim.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, Brother
Tim. Brother Tim Falk, it has been a joy to have you with us this morning here. And you shared a lot of information. And I just want to make the comment as we close out that a little can go a long way when it comes to help there in Burma. I know that for a fact. Brother Tim, it's been a joy to have you, my brother. God bless you, and we'll be praying for you there.
Thank you, Brother Blake, and thank you, Pastor.
Yes,
God bless you, my
friend. Take care. Bye-bye. Pastor, I'm telling you, that was quite an interesting program.
Amen.
It really was. Thank you for joining me here this morning. And thank you for joining us here for Wheat Among the Tares. Trust you'll have a good day in the Lord.